Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we love you folks joining us as we bring you the next generation of these 2022 NFL Draft Class studs. Listen, Apple Music, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can find these free and available to download or listen to at your leisure. Today's guest, Jamal Holloway, began his career at the University of Nevada. He ended his career at Central State. He was also the HBCU newcomer from HBCU Game Day. 22 tackles for loss this past season, 8.5 sacks, 5 forced fumbles. This is the one I love. 5 pass breakups. You could say, all right, the guy gets behind the football. He's a disruptor. Fair enough. We could say that. He's one-dimensional. That's not the case. He's also breaking up passes. You guys know, if you're listening too often, I'm really, really, really stoked to find out more about Jamal Holloway. With that said, Jamal, you're invited to you got the Legacy Bowl coming up. You're at the FCS Bowl and the Pigskin Showdown. But with that said, you've been busy. Can you believe you're knocking at the door of the National Football League and your collegiate career has kind of come to an end?
First of all, I just want to say, what an introduction. Thank you for the introduction. But, as of right now, I've been it's been real busy right now. Just trying to sharpen up some skills right now. I get better in certain aspects, but other than that, I'm actually honored to be in a situation where I'm just have a chance to knock on the door up again to the league. You know, just a lot of hard work that I put in over the years, and just being at this point, I'm just happy to be here and just trying to make the best of it.
And going to these All-Star games, you got one more on the docket when you go to the Legacy Bowl, but the previous two All-Star games, I'm sure you've seen these scouts. They might have interacted with you. Does that put a little bit more pep in your step? Does that validate all the work that you have done to get to this process?
It definitely validates it, honestly. At first, going to the bowl games, the first one I went to the FCS Bowl, didn't have really anybody really talk to me there. But then when I went to the Pigskin Showdown, I had a coach talk to me and some scouts talk to me at the same time. They gave me some good reviews of myself and kind of built up my confidence right now. I'm here now. I'm knocking on the door to get to where I need to get to.
Exactly. And the one thing I love about you, not only from what I see from watching highlights and as much stuff as I can pick up on you, is you have those NFL measurables. You know, a lot of guys, you know, they might not have the height, the weight that's desired, but you do have that. I mean, I see you listed at 6'3", 6'2". I've seen you as high as 240. I've seen you as low as 2-1. But nonetheless, you're right in that range. What is the current height rate right now?
Current height right now, I'm 6'3" right now.
Yeah, and weight?
As weight right now, I'm 245.
Wow, that's big time. That's big time, man. Those are NFL numbers, Jamal. That's wonderful stuff. So let me ask you, growing up, I believe on your bios it says you grew up in Camden, New Jersey. Were you the better athlete, Pop Pee Wee? Were you the guy first picked on all the sports teams?
Absolutely not. I had 3 guys that went to Michigan over me. So I was definitely not the number one option. So besides that, I was the 4th pick every time, you know, when it came to things. But, a lot of hard work. I was able to, match those guys at the same time. But, I wasn't the best player, I'll say that.
Fair enough, but you've come this far. So, listen, I put it this way, the recipe for success was there. You just, the other guys got some notice. before you, and but at the end of the day, you've risen to the occasion. So kind of take us through. I'm sure you played lots of positions growing up. How did you end up on the defensive side of the ball and becoming the positional guy that we see you today?
That's kind of interesting. I actually started off as a guard on offense. Well, left tackle, my fault, offense. The blocking wasn't really for me. Kept a lot of flags coming my way from holding. So that didn't work out well for too long. And then they moved me to D-tackle, and then eventually defensive end, and I got moved to tight end for a little bit just for, like, blocking schemes when I was younger. And then I was strictly just defensive end after that, because they just knew, like, from seeing a couple games that I played in middle school and high school, like, I'm the guy that's going to be rushing the quarterback a lot of times just to make plays and get fumbles, get sacks, and all that stuff, and create turnovers.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Jamal Holloway, the Central State standout here on the C2P, breaking down what this young man brings to this next level. When do you get the idea, the legitimacy, if you will, that you can make this happen? We know the confidence doesn't diminish any of you guys that suit up to play college football, but you know as well as everybody, not everyone gets this opportunity. When does it really sink in that you can make this happen, or at least get a hell of a shot at doing it?
After my final season at Central State and getting invites to bowl games and talking to the scouts, that's when I started to realize, like, I can really make this happen. You know what I mean? I can't waste any opportunities that I do get. And I got to make the best fit every time, which I feel like I have been doing. And just kind of being humble through this whole process and just hoping that I get the opportunity that I feel like I deserve.
Yeah, and you mentioned humble. You do come across as a very laid-back, humble guy. When do you flip the switch and become this guy that's getting 22 tackles for losses, which is like a Madden number? Those are video game numbers, but you did it. When do you become that ferocious guy?
It's kind of funny. Like, a lot of people do say I'm laid-back. But I don't know. I'm not sure. I feel like it is kind of like a switch that I have where I can just kind of put on like a high motor just to, you know what I mean, get after the ball. Like when I was a kid, they always told me, like even though I didn't have that much skill at the time either, they just told me just go after the ball and just throw them on the ground. You know what I mean? So once I started doing that and started perfecting that, I just eventually just became that type of dude. It's like, Jamal, to go after this, make a play. And that's what I've been able to do ever since.
What's it like being in the huddle with you? Are you, you know, do you got that leader's voice? Are you energetic? Do the guys feed off you? I mean, it's third and one. You need to make a stop in a critical team. What's it like hearing you in the huddle?
So this year was probably the year that I really started to become more vocal. My past years at UNLV, I was still kind of like the – you know what I mean? I'm the, like, guy that say, like, yo, let's go, blah, blah, just down the third, you know what I mean? Not much of, like, the real talkative type, but once I got to Central State, became more of a vocal leader because, like, I was kind of one of the older guys on the team, obviously. So I had to open up more, which was kind of a process for me at the same time because it's like I wasn't used to the position that I had. But after probably, like, 6 to 7 games in, finally – I was able to just, like, be more vocal with my guys and kind of help us, you know what I mean, try to win games and try to motivate the guys at the same time because that's the best I can do with them, you know what I mean, to kind of motivate and help out.
Right.
And help them win the game. So it was a
yeah,
process,
I mean,
but I'm
yeah.
happy that.
Fair enough. How about this one? I ask all the gentlemen that come on the show, if we threw you in that film room with scouts, they're breaking down tape of Jamal Holloway. You're in that room. What do you think they're going to love about you? What do you think is going to pop off the tape where they got to bring you aboard that 53-man roster?
So every time someone does talk about this, they'll say, like, my first step is just, like, unbelievable. Like, it's just, like, first step and just, like, my first step is just, like, I can cover a lot of ground off it. Like, If I'm in the zone, like, it's kind of hard for me to get touched off the edge when I kind of been in the corner. I got by scouts put me, like, I'm a natural edge rusher, and I'm trying to perfect that even more to be more unstoppable at the same time when I'm out there. And just like another one is like I have a high motor, like I just keep going, keep attacking, and what was I say? I'm able to make plays you think I wouldn't make. Honestly, like one of my coaches called me the knuckler, because like you know in baseball you don't think the ball's gonna get there, it gets there. So I'll say that.
That is one of the best observations I've heard in a long time. I'm gonna have to try to use that when I try to tease this on Twitter, calling you the knuckler. I don't know how I'm gonna be able to word it. If I can word it, but man, I would love to somehow finagle that into the equation. And you have so many. I talked about the pass breakups. I mean, five pass up break. I mean, DBs don't get five pass up breakups. So I just think that I think it speaks to the volume of your ability to drop in coverage and not only be an asset, you know, behind the line of scrimmage, but you can be an asset, you know, when teams are going vertical on you. Does anything go unnoticed? This is your show. At this point, I don't know how much teams couldn't know about you because you're on that radar. They do know, and they do their research diligently. But this is your show, and we want to give you the opportunity. What else do these teams need to know about Jamal Holloway that can help you fall in their good graces? Team captain, weight room warrior, film junkie, great in the community. Maybe the defense you ran didn't allow you to do certain things. What else is left that these guys need to know about?
I feel like they should know, like, I'm a guy that's going to do anything possible. You know what I mean? Be a part of the team, be helpful, motivate guys, you know. Still trying to fill in that kind of leadership role that I'm trying to figure out myself, what type of leader I am. But, you know what I mean, still something I'm working on. But he's going to get a guy that's going to just work hard and, you know what I mean, help the team win as much as possible.
That's fair enough. How about this one? And I'm curious this myself because, you know, your height, weight, your versatility, you're so explosive and big play able. Do you get comparisons to anybody at the next level?
I got comparisons to Hassan Reddick. He was a guy that went to Temple. He's from my area. He's from Camden. But I got comparisons to him regards to my first step. I also kind of get comparisons to Trent Cole when he was in the league. How much he was kind of like a high motor guy and just kind of made plays and started getting little comparisons to Micah Parsons at the same time regarding to like me standing up and just kind of like creating plays for me and others at the same time.
Nice. That's very well said. And Jamal, listen, this is one of the favorite things we love talking about is, you know, 3-4 years down the road, you know, there could be guys coming on the show when I ask that question that are referring to you. And you might be like, man, that's crazy. But I've been doing this a long time. You know, when we brought Tyreek Hill on the show, people are like, who the hell is Tyreek Hill? You know, and who Tyreek, who do you resemble yourself as? Now when we bring wide receivers on, they're like, hey, if I'm fast, who are you? I'm Tyreek Hill. And listen, I could go down a list of name after name after name. And our listeners know. That's why we love our listeners tuning in, because they really want to delve into guys that really have a pulse and an energy to make it to this next level. But that said, we're almost out of time. But we call it three and out. A few lighthearted off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, please. Let's go ahead.
All right. Now, looking back at your collegiate career, it could be any coach from any school. But which coach had the biggest pet peeve during practice? And when you look back at it now, it kind of makes you laugh and giggle.
Oh, dang, biggest pet peeve? I'll say my junior year, I was with my coach Wick at the time. His biggest pet peeve is when we don't, like, get our hands ready before practice. If we don't get our hands ready before practice, he's just going to get – his blood's going to boil about it. So we had to make sure we got in like 15 minutes early before practice and get our hands warmed up. But I'll say that's one.
All right, fair enough. How about this one? Any superstitions? Anything that you need to do religiously through a Saturday morning as you prepare for game day?
None really. I usually just talk to my parents before the games and my sisters, and then we just kind of just talk it out what's going to happen and what I don't need to worry about, and just focus on what I need to do at the time. And that's pretty much about it.
That's pretty simple, not too stressful. And then the final one, it might be hard to believe, it's January 30th. We got a couple months before this 2022 NFL draft, but it is right around the corner. That said, who's the best in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate this next journey?
I say the best in my family is probably my youngest sister, and best advice I can give her is just be prepared for everything. You never know what's going to happen. Cause I had moments where I was kind of unprepared, but I was able to, get myself together beforehand, but always be prepared for what's going to happen. You know, never know what's going to happen. There's something can pop up out the blue and you're not ready. And that's not going to be helpful at all for yourself. So that's the best I can say for her.
Excellent. And who's the best cook in your family?
Definitely my mom. I'm not even going to say myself.
And if mom could cook you one thing on draft day, what do you want her to prepare?
Honestly, I keep it simple. I like how she makes spaghetti, honestly.
I love you, man. You're just so like, yeah, all right, you know, whatever. You know, she makes me spaghetti. It's cool. It's draft day. You know, if they want to order out, it's fine, too. You know, somebody wants to bring a dozen tacos over from Taco Bell.
I love some chicken fried rice. So, I mean, we do order out. I'll definitely take that, too.
Yeah, as long as the name's called, you don't even have to eat, right?
I mean, I probably wouldn't be able to eat if my name get called. You know, I'll just probably be in shock. Like, a bit this finally happened for me, so it's like probably gonna be hard for me to eat. I'm pretty sure once I get in shock, I'll probably finish maybe 8 buffets or something. I don't know.
Awesome stuff, Jamal. Listen, you've done everything you can to get in position to be at this next level. Continue to do what you're doing. Stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you stopping by and joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me, too. I'm happy you gave me
No problem. Yes, sir. Once again, Jamal Holloway here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.